Hello and welcome to this podcast. This is Zelina.
Hello, 大家好，我是木。How was your trip?
It was amazing. I saw some pretty cool things, ate some really spicy food.
Do you like spicy food?
I love spicy food. It's so good.
And maybe you're birth in Hunan province.
I've just lived here way too long.
Today we're going to share 1,000,001 slangs about numbers.
You mean like we'll share 1,000,000 slangs? Because that's a lot. I don't think we have enough time.
Yeah, 1,000,001, it doesn't really mean million, right? 其实不是真的要分享100,000个这个俚语给大家，对吧？
No, not really. It just means that there are so many that it's beyond 1,000,000, so we say 1,000,001.
对，它其实指的就是特别特别特别特别的多。Can I say 101 or 1,001?
I think technically you can, but it doesn't have the same impact.
Okay, I think 101 and 1,001 mean less than 1,000,001, 对吧？
I think so. Yeah, just like it's still a lot, but it's also not...
Less than that one.
Yeah, it's less than 1,000,000.
How often do you use that slang?
Not too often, but sometimes. We also say 1 in 1,000,000, which means that something is quite rare.
It's the opposite way.
Yes, the opposite.
所以呢，这个 1,000,001 指的就是有非常非常的多。那么相反的呢， 1 in 1,000,000 指的是非常非常的少。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以了。
另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
I do like the next idiom. 我非常喜欢下面这个俚语。It describes extremely happy. Guess which one is it?
Is it on cloud nine?
Actually, I shouldn't ask an English question to an American.
Hey, there are some things I don't know. That's just a really common thing.
When can we use that one?
We use that when we're very elated with something or something has made you really happy.
对，就是当你非常非常开心的时候啊，比如说刚刚Zelina提到这样一个表达叫做 be elated with, 就是因为什么什么而非常的开心，我们就可以说 on cloud nine. What is the most wonderful time for you during the long day?
Going home to see my cat and relaxing.
Sounds cozy.
Mm-hmm.
If I drink a cup of coffee in the morning, I will be on cloud nine.
Most people are. Coffee is life.
I like the words. Coffee is life. Okay, the next one, 10 to 1. This hot weather will last for a long time.
I'm not taking that bet. I'll lose. It's gonna be hot for a while.
I just want to use that expression, 10 to 1.
Yeah, if you say 10 to 1, something will or will not happen. You mean it is very likely that it will or will not happen.
Do you use it often?
Yeah, we use it often when you know you are right about something.
敲黑板了，这是 Zelina 经常使用的一个俚语，大家也可以用起来，叫做这个什么 ,10 to 1. Would you mind giving us an example?
Example.I could say 10 to 1, you've got another number idiom for me.
Good one. 那个我让 Zelina 造一个句子，她就说很有可能我会再给大家分享一个俚语。You are right. Okay, another question. Do you like drinking?
Yep, it's fun. You can meet new people. I'm guessing you do as well?
Actually, no.
What?
My friends came to my house and bought me a box of beers named Lindermans. Can I say this? Am I right? Lindermans.
Yep.Lindermans.
Lindermans. Have you ever had it before?
Yeah, I've had it. I prefer Lindermans. They're not really beer. Beer's not my thing. Which do you prefer?
I prefer to coffee than beer.
Oh, psh.
就是我刚刚说，我问 Zelina 喜不喜欢喝酒啊，我就提到了我朋友来我家做客，给我送了一箱这个啤酒。
Alright, well, even though you don't like drinking, we're going to share another idiom about drinking. Have one too many.Guess what does it mean?
I really have no idea.
It means that you've gone beyond your limit in drinking.
It means drinking too much, right?
Yes.
Drinking too many beers.
Too many anything.
If I made a sentence now, I can say, I can't drive, I have one too many.
Yep, that's right.
It seems that I'm a faster learner.
Awesome.
就是如果我要用这个造个句子啊，这个我不能开车，因为我今天喝了太多的酒。我们直接就可以说 one too many 来表示你今天喝太多了。There are some idioms you'll never find out the true meaning by its actual meaning.
Like what?
If someone tell you you can put in your 2 cents, I don't think or she or her will really ask you to put 2 cents right.
No. It means to state your opinion.
Yeah, gotcha. Can I use this expression in my daily conversation? Can you put your 2 cents?
Yeah, though most times you'll hear it used negatively. For example, I can say he keeps putting in his 2 cents. I'm not happy to have this person's opinion.
原来就是通常用在比较消极的地方啊，就是这个表达啊，它的意思是，就这个俚语呢，我们直接理解它的字面意思就完全不能懂。放这个 two cents in， 其实他想表达的就是发表某个人的意见或者是观点，但是呢，这个观点可能是对方不是特别想听的那种。
节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
Okay, today we've learned a lot of idioms about numbers today.
Yes, do you know any more idioms involving numbers?
And we'll see next podcast, maybe.
Maybe. See you.
See you.